Warbirds continuing their series with Charleston. We're down in the dugout today with Warbirds catcher Yannick Walter. Yannick, really appreciate the time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. Let me talk about first you growing up in Germany. Just give me a sense of what life was like growing up as, and when your love for baseball first started.
Started with my dad. He played like a semi-professional league in Germany. Yeah, that's how it started.
Your mom also played handball professionally, sure. too. And I know you grew up playing both sports. So what was it about baseball that really attracted you the most?
I think just early on representing the German national team, playing for my country when it was, I think first time when I was 10 or 11. So that was got me pretty motivated really early.
Was your mom disappointed that you didn't pick handball and that you chose baseball instead?
No, I wouldn't say so. I think she's okay with that.
I am curious, growing up in Germany, obviously baseball is not the primary sport in Germany. Did your friends have any idea of what baseball was or what the life was like playing baseball growing up?
No, not really. They were surprised and didn't really know or don't really know what baseball is about. So it was different for sure. Most of them played soccer.
We'll get to soccer in just a second. But I am curious, growing up, did you have a favorite team or did you follow Major League Baseball growing up?
I liked the Red Sox growing up.
Okay. Yeah. With the evolution of the World Baseball Classic and being able to represent your country, now more countries are getting involved in baseball. Have you seen a growth in Germany in baseball because of the WBC?
I wouldn't say not yet.
Okay.
Because also we didn't qualify. Sure. I think the qualification would have been really big. Impact in Czech Republic has been seen because they qualified and they played in the recent two tournaments. So I think if we qualified, that could be an impact.
You mentioned soccer a second ago, so I'm curious your impressions on the World Cup team for Germany and what's the outlook like for Germany to make some noise in the World Cup this year?
I think they look really good. I had high hopes, probably too high hopes. I always really support them and love watching them. Love watching the World Cup in general. Really enjoying the tournament so far.
There have been a handful of guys from Germany that have played in Major League Baseball, and just a couple of guys, you're one of them playing now professionally in the minor leagues. How much interaction have you had with those guys that have come before you that have been from Germany and gotten into the big leagues?
I try to stay in touch with a couple of them, and because just their experience, what they went through, it's kind of similar stuff what I got through, and they can just help me with a bunch of stuff. So it's always good to check in and ask for help if there's anything needed.
You speak three languages, obviously English, German, and you learn Spanish as a catcher. How much does that Spanish be able to help you be able to communicate with your pitchers and with your teammates as a whole?
Oh, it's very important. It's huge. Just like you said, like with teammates and especially with pitchers, of course, it helps me a lot.
All right, I'll let you go with this thought. You hit the first home run here in Wilson Ballpark history. I'm curious, as you think back on that moment and think back on the season, has that been one of the highlights so far?
Probably, yeah. I'd say in general, just been a good group of guys and a lot of fun playing here, especially at home. Always good amount of fans, good atmosphere. So we've been really enjoying it so far and excited for more to come.
Yannick, appreciate the time. All the best this season.
You're welcome.
That's Yannick Walter joining us down in the dugout on the Warbirds Baseball Network.